receiver set. Scarlett will hand off. Leffingwell, right side, right tackle. He's got room. He's gone. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Charlie Leffingwell. Hand off Leffingwell. Off the middle. Lots of room. Across the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Drags him in. Touchdown, Charlie Leffingwell. Touchdown, Huskies. Oh, Charlie's got 5 here today. He has been everything they needed. And a couple of big breakaway runs for number 34. Huskies might have put it away. They lead 34-17.
Well, it's only a half-hour show. We don't have time to play all of Charlie's touchdowns from Saturday. He had 5 of them. He was unbelievable. The football Huskies were unbelievable. They beat Tiffin on the road, and the Huskies just one loss on the season. And perfect on the road this year. The Michigan Tech hockey or Michigan Tech football head coach Ted Curley. I just saw your dad. Tom Curley is with us today. Coach, congratulations! Undefeated on the road. That is impressive. And I know you're happy to come back home.
Do you need me to buy you some coffee, Dirk?
I think so. I need something today. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks.
That was a great win. I mean, you know, listening to that game, I know it was a great start, and then, you know, things kind of evened out there. But just talk about the ups and downs of that game and coming away with the victory on the road.
It was a game that the wind was really a factor. I mean, it was 20, 25 plus, you know, one end to the other end. I think a big key was winning the coin toss, and we deferred, and they took the ball. So, you know, every kick but one. So it was, 11 kickoffs, 10 of the 11 were out of the end zone. And so people were starting on the 25, and, all 52 points were scored in the one end zone. You know, we were fortunate enough to have the win right away and jumped up to a 21-0 lead. And then, of course, they're a good football team, and they play hard, and they turned it around a little bit. And Got a couple scores before the half and got one right at the start of the third quarter, and now it's a 21-17 and you're in a dogfight.
Coach, how big was the interception by Nick Brajak on that first drive? They were driving down in our territory, and Nick intercepts it, goes back to the 1 yard line, sets up that first touchdown.
They had about 3 or 4 first downs into the wind, and they were down inside. I think they're inside our 40, and had a tip ball, and Nick picked it and went all the way to the 1 yard line, and you know, that set up the first one, and then we three and outed them on the second one, and they had short punts, so we only had 49 or 50 yards to go there and scored. And then they punted down the third one, and second play they brought the safeties up, and I didn't fit it real well, and Charlie popped it, and Dirk, you would have scored on that one.
Why does everybody say that?
20. I mean, once he broke the line of scrimmage, you heard the radio with Josh. I mean, there he is. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah,
70 yards to go. But there was, the way the play developed, it was over as soon as he popped the line of scrimmage.
Well, Coach, I want to, if you could, talk about the overall view. You look at the game against Ferris. That was such a huge game, such a build-up going into that game, and it didn't work out the way we wanted. Now you got to go on the road and try to get back on the horse and win. I mean, you just look at the big picture there. That's a big win.
It was. That was a five. They were third in the South Division, behind the two one-loss, no-loss teams, and they've done a very good job. I mean, Gary's done a great job with that football team. They're a handful. I mean, I don't want to play that quarterback anymore. I mean, they went empty on us most of the game, a lot more than we had anticipated. So, now you're looking at 5 wide outs, and they got 3 on one side running combination routes and 2 on the other side. And as soon as you try to go defend and give yourself an extra hat there, then they were going to run, quarterback draw or quarterback fold, and he was he ran it. I think they ran it 4 times without him. I mean, I think the running backs had 4 carries. He had all their carries, plus he threw it 7 million times.
How about the play of Charlie Leffingwell? Obviously, he had the big run, but just to rack up 221 yards on the game and really big chunks at a time.
Well, he did, and that's, we knew going in that they were going to get us sometimes. I mean, that's, they overextended the box to cover some of their ills, if you would, and we wasn't going to be a 4-yard, 4-yard, day for us. It was going to be, you know, where we popped a couple, and he did. He popped three runs for us for big yardage, and you know, and he runs hard. I mean, Charlie runs hard. He comes out the other end, and he runs with some toughness, and that's what he gives you. And you know, he gave us a ball game on a day that we needed that type of a back, and he did. He played very well.
Well, you got Ashland coming in, 8-1 overall, 8-1 in the league. Talk about what we know about the Eagles.
Well, no one scored very many points on them. I think they've only got one, you know, Ohio Dominican, I think, put some on them. But other than that, I don't think they've given up 21 points. They're very good defensively. And then offensively, they're third or fourth in the league, and they give you all the formations, all the plays. You know, I think our defensive staff room chalkboard right now is got more formations on it than I can ever remember seeing. Trying to fix what they're going to give us or be able to stop all the different variables that could happen to us.
Well, so Charlie has a great game last week, Coach. And you talk about Ashland's defense. Do they bring a lot of guys in the box so that we can't run, or is it just good defense all around?
No, they will bring all the schemes. You know, Tim Rose was the head coach at Miami, Ohio, in the Mid-American. He's been a coordinator at, you know, Cincinnati, Minnesota. You know, he's a veteran coach, and you know, have all the gimmicks. He'll have all the, you know, the ways to stop what they think that we do. And I think the one thing that really jumps off the film is the back end, the linebackers and their secondary can all run, and they all tackle very well in space. You just don't see very many big plays on film against them. And you know, and that's the one that's getting to be more and more in football now. Is everybody's looking for explosive plays? I mean, we got to have chunks, and it's hard to go 4 yards a crack. You know, the old Woody Hayes theory is kind of been disproved lately.
How about weather forecast for Saturday? Looks like it might be a little iffy. How would that affect the game on Saturday?
Iffy good or iffy bad?
Well, cloudy with a chance of snow showers. High of 36 is what John D is saying.
That sounds like good weather to me.
Well, Coach, we look forward to the game. Obviously, another big game for our team, and the crowds have been good all year. Hope for another big one this weekend. Right?
Well, we do. You know, I mean, we told them you want to be in the playoffs. You are right now. You got to win this one because this is the one that gets you a chance to play in a bigger one next week. And if you don't, you won't be.
Coach, at this time of the year, are you is there more time off during the week, less hitting and stuff at this time of the year?
What we do is when the clocks change, Dirk, we take 4 periods out of our Tuesday, Wednesday practice. Those are our longer practices. So we shorten them by 20 minutes. And that's just something we've been doing for quite some time. And to kind of heal the bodies as we get in down to about usually 3 or 4 ball games left.
All right, Coach. Well, we're looking forward to it. Michigan Tech, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Sherman Field against a very good Ashland team. Playoff implications through the roof in this contest. And, of course, our pregame will start at 11:30 from the tailgate party. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Tom Curley from the football team here on Mix 93. We've got more Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit.